Well, everyone, welcome to another edition of the Raise Your Bard podcast. And I'm actually, it's a special day, Chris.
Special edition.
Special edition of the podcast. Now you may not see this if you're listening to the podcast, but Chris and I are actually in the same room. Right now we were in Toronto doing some work with a client. So, but today we've got two incredible special guests with us. And I'm going to introduce, we've got Coach Jay Goff. So Jay has been a friend of ours for about as long as we've been friends, like 2017, we met in the same program with our coach, who is Giroux. Coach Giroux, who brought us together, actually. So you're the father here, Giroux, today. Or the godfather, I'm not really sure. Giroux brought us all together when he launched a study of the book Think and Grow Rich back in August 2017, I believe it was. Wow. And we all met through that program. So, you know, Jay, can we just go to you for a moment? Just tell the audience who you are, what you do, and then we'll come and we'll honor Giroux with for a moment here. So,
okay, fantastic. Well, I feel like honestly that we're laying out the red carpet for Giroux, because I would roll out the red carpet for Giroux every time.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for the invitation. And so my name is Jay, Coach Jago, and so I am the co-founder and CEO of Goff Enterprises, and we have several DBAs underneath that. One of those is an entertainment, Goff Entertainment, where I do entertaining, performing, and also recording and things like that. So we're building that up, as well as a consulting business where we do consulting on life, love, and leadership is what I like to talk about, because we talk about life, we talk about relationships, we talk about leadership development. We have programs and all that. And that's JKG Consultants under the Goff Enterprises. So we formed that business. But I'm getting ready finally to fold up the flag and retire from a long-standing career with the United States Postal Service. And so I'm excited about that in just a couple of months.
And being a part of days, you're saying, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah,
being a part of this group, this team, you know, the one thing I could not say no to is when Al and Al reached out to me, and knowing that you two are together and how much I'd love to be the trio there, you know, this is a great way to do that. And I know that what we're going to bring forth is really going to add value and make people think. I think that's a big thing with us, is make people think. And to be right here to introduce our dear friend and daddy, if you will, for our team here, Daddy Giroux.
Really, I think you're younger than all of us, Giroux, but that's okay.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
You brought us all together.
Well, you're all younger than me. Hey, can we adjust the light in here?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we all came together, and Giroux has just been a phenomenal, not just a mentor and a teacher, but what an amazing friend and role model for all of us as men. And so, I'll let Giroux have the floor now. Red carpet's laid out for you.
How'd you come back from that? It makes a good morning to get good words and to be called daddy in the morning. So I'm a happy man. So I want to start first by acknowledging all of you. You know, there are people who come in life and they are short-term friends, and they're people who come in life and they become family. Yeah. And all of you have become that for me. We've been through the seasons, the times, the journey, the thinking, the learning, the growing. And it just warms my heart to be able to come together and grow and think about that. Look, 2017, oh my God, how time flies, you know?
Yeah.
Our time flies, and it's just even to me always such a joy. And I think I do share this with Chris with Al every so often, and I say this: it's such a joy to see the manifestation of the work and the journey and the learning that we all started. To see the partnering, now that you're working across countries and creating things, so. I'm honored. I'm just truly, truly honored. And I couldn't think of a better group of people who challenge me to be better, who push me to grow, who want me to be better. So I thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah. There's a couple, if I may, there's a couple of like moments in time that, again, I just want to like honor as well, because again, we've talked about where we first met. And then I know, like, I actually first met Jay in person at Giroux at your Influencers Summit in New York City, right? Mm-hmm. And I distinctly remember I was going and celebrating your 40th birthday at Carnegie Hall, right? Yes. Which was an amazing, amazing night.
Yeah.
And then, Jay, it's like we're 2 weeks short of the last time we met in person, which was when you came and spoke at the at my wedding too. All right. That's 2 weeks ago in today, in a year. Sorry. It'll be 2 weeks ago. It will be a year since that day. So you should add wedding speaker to your list of things that you do as well.
It's another LLC you can open up.
But yeah, that's great. And
another DBA.
DBA.
So we had two of those leadership summits in New York City. Right. And, you know, I obviously you guys are all sadly, Al couldn't make that, but we did. And then Barbara, that came to the second one, has now been a lifelong friend as well, that is in a group I lead every other week as well. So, you know, we connect this. And this morning we did a quick live in the Facebook group, and we talked about what is one of the things that we've taken away from this weekend. And, you know, I said it's relationships, Al said friendships, the same sort of thing. And that's exactly what we've got here. So thanks for the past, but thanks for now, and then thanks for what we're going to do in the future.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
So we sort of threw out the topic, and for those that listen to our podcast, people know we don't script it. We just pick a topic and go, and for some reason it works.
My favorite kind of scripting.
For some reason it works, but today we wanted to talk about desire. And I think it's actually a good topic to be on. And Jay said, you know, from TAGR, Think and Grow Rich, and not specifically, but just the topic of desire in general. But, you know, it does take us back to our roots on really how we all met with the Think and Grow Rich study that Giroux took us through, and just the knowledge he imparted to us from his experience of studying that book for so many years. And desire is one of the chapters it's talked about, right? Yeah. So, I mean, so if we just want to have a discussion around this. If we threw that to you, so Jay, what would you, if I said, hey, talk to me about desire, what's, you know, one or two sentences that you would use to talk about desire with?
I think desire for me is that level of intentionality that you have to foster. You've got to feed it. You've got to live into it. You've got to make sacrifices to feel that. And I think you've got to identify what is a true desire as opposed to a want or a wish for or a hope for. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got to identify, is it a desire or is it just something of curiosity you want to investigate and go into? It's got to be attached to your purpose. I think when desire is attached to our purpose, our intent in life, and I do believe that we have more than one purpose in our lives, and purpose changes throughout our life. But without that desire, without that white hot burning desire to pursue that, it'll become like everything else in your past. You look at it and say, well, that was a project, and there was a project, and there was a project, but they never were completed. Why? Because you lost interest.
Right.
Did you lose interest, or did you just lose the desire and the vision for it? Did you lose focus?
Yeah, that's a great
point. So desire is that element that you have to have. You can make a wonderful cake, and Giroux loves to use the analogy of a cake a lot, because I think Giroux loves cake.
Good cake, yeah.
But without that unique ingredient, desire, the cake is only going to be average. It's going to be mediocre. Right. Mm-hmm. Desire, I think, is that thing that gives it its sweetness.
Amazing. Really good thoughts. Giroux, what about you? If we were throwing it over to you about desire, what would you say?
What would I expect? Great question. I think the more I've sat with that particular question and even just contemplating on what, you know, you threw out, I've come to realize, I think, there's two kinds of desires. And I think most people are for what I call the lowest level of desire, which is personal desire, what I want, you know, and I think if you ask people to really define, they'll always tell you it's what I want. And I've thought that when you live in the realm, going back to what Coach Jay was telling us about purpose, when you live at the level of personal desire, it serves ego. It serves me.
Yeah.
But when you go in what I would, for lack of a better word, call productive desire, and when I mean productive, it produces, right? It produces. Then it can only live in a world where it's an expression of an intelligent being who, of an intelligent God who's expressing intelligence through us. And that's why what is coming in and through us as called desire is always a piece and pass a piece of the bigger cake, right? So we are just but an expression of what it is that infinite intelligence wants to express here. And it so happens that it is fostered in you and fostered in different people. And it's different. It's never mutual. What makes it unique is that the two of you have partnered because there is something you bring to the table. And right. So for me, I think desire has taken a new shift from what I want to who I need to be.
I love that. From what I want to who I need to be.
Yeah.
As opposed to who I want to be. I like that part, the differentiation, but not just that what I want, who I want to be, but who I need to be.
Need to be. Yeah. To serve your greater purpose in the world at large, right?
Correct. And I want to just tag on that is, you know, when you put the word want, there's always going to be a gap. But when you become, then there's always an opportunity for growth. It's an acceptance of who we are in the moment. I am being this now. And it might necessarily not be a reflection of exactly where I want to be, but there is an opportunity versus me being in the space of what I want to someday, maybe hopefully become, which is nothing more than waiting for that manifestation. It doesn't happen. But when we embrace that this is who I want to be now, this is who I'm being now, then gives us an opportunity to connect, build relationships, grow, and learn. And ultimately, I think desire is manifested, and it's a very intentional process. We do our greatest work when we are sitting and standing in the truth of our desire that is coming in and through us and being expressed out in the world.
Yeah, that's very good.
So in many words, that's what desire is for me.
Yeah.
I listened to both of you explain it, and it's good because, again, this is, you know, we should be masterminding. That's what we're doing, masterminding here, right? And we're building on a concept. And, you know, as I think about it and I hear, like, you know, Jay saying we got multiple desires, Drew saying the desire for us or the greater desire. And I wonder, and I think, is the, you know, our personal desire, is that like a short term, right? That's the instant win that we want to get now. And then the greater desire is the long term. And really, the long term greater desire should be the barometer, if you like, for the decisions we make now, which are satisfying our short term desires, which are the ones for us, right? And are the two aligned?
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is the key, right? They should be.
I agree. I think alignment is a key, is a great word to use right there. And when you're talking about the greater desire as opposed to a short-term desire, you know, you're so right. Does the short-term desire align with the greater desire? And so we've got to keep that greater desire, that greater purpose, that greater destination we want to achieve, whether it's in becoming somebody, building something, doing for others, a greater level, then everything does have to align with that. So what can I do today that's going to keep me moving towards that? Because we can get filled with so many activities every single day that have nothing to do with the greater desire. We're all guilty of it. Even Giroux, I mean, our mentor, you know, which I have the greatest faith in, and we've learned so much from Giroux, but even he has things that will come into his life, and you got to stop saying, does this get me closer to my goal? Now, that doesn't mean you can't binge watch a TV show once in a while, because you got to have that downtime, okay? Right. But or watch the Super Bowl. But you do need to make sure that what you are doing is intentional and aligned with, I love the word alignment. I love the word alignment, to the greater goal. And that desire will be weeded throughout the elements of the small actions we take to the greater results we want to receive.
I want to look at it from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Chris, is there a possibility that our small personal desires can only, they're an outcome of a singular focus on the big desire? Meaning that if I can stay focused on that mm-hmm. big purposeful desire, everything mm-hmm. I desire for myself will show up in its right timing to fulfill whatever's required. But if I stayed focused on that big desire, which is what I need to be chasing, then mm-hmm. The expression of these small desires here will be an outlay of me playing the big game. And the reason I say that is just like we have different desires and different purposes or whatever else it would be, there's a difference between playing this small, rich games, mm-hmm. which can get me there or can end up becoming me confusing activity with accomplishment or end up, yeah. for many people, leads me being stuck, leads me querying myself and all that stuff. But if mm-hmm. I truly stood in the space of living that life of significance and I stayed and my commitment was manifesting that as an outcome of an expression of an intelligent God in and through me, then everything else I so desire in between will show up simply because I'm doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. do I focus on the smaller desires at the expense of the big one? Or, and if you go back to even the lessons we've learned from Think and Grow Rich, it's very clear there's six steps and it's one desire. It's that big desire, six steps and that first. Right.
Right.
So mm-hmm. if I'm doing all these other small things in between here, how do those small blocks build up into the bigger block? Or should I focus on the big block? And therefore everything else that comes, if I'm true to that faith, if I'm true to that big desire, then everything that I want will be expressed in and through that journey.
Mm-hmm. So that's that's a great thought. And if I may, so let me ask then the follow-up question. Do you think those little desires are the distractions or the drifting that's talked about in Outwitting the Devil that's taking our focus away from that larger desire, possibly?
I think so.
Could I?
Sorry, just 1 second. If you really, let's use Jay as an example, right? There's GF Consulting, JG.
Golf consult, JKG is for Jay and Katrina Golf. So JKG.
JKG Consulting, right? That's a big desire. All the DBAs are the micro desires.
Okay.
Right? So at the end of it all, which one, and I think at the end of it, it's always a question of which one's going to actually help us fulfill on the bigger picture that is an expression of all the other small things. If they decided, well, right now my focus is going to be music, then what happens to his consultancy? What happens to his other things? What happens to all those things? Whereas the question would be is, how is it that you can play the bigger game? And in playing that bigger game, then there's an outflow of expression of everything that he wants. So every journey that I go through from my own experience, and I think you guys are an experience, I tend to think out loud. So I'll always give out an idea even before I've synthesized it here. And I'm thinking, that's a mistake for me, right? I always think out loud. But those, in my lesson is those have become distractions. Is it good? Is it right? Is it timely? Does it fall in that? My experience has been that when I don't have clarity of the big vision, mm-hmm. then I'm left playing the small distractions.
Mm-hmm. I agree, right? And I'm going to use a thing we talked about yesterday and say yes and, right? Because these are all great points, right? Yes. And the thing I would look at, and again, Jay, we're not picking on you, but you throw out all your JKJ enterprises right? What is your grand desire? Because here's my thing. I don't think JKG Enterprises is a desire, right? I think JKG Enterprises is a vehicle for achieving mm-hmm. the desire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. So therefore, when we say all of the DBAs, again, they're not desires, right? They're all that the desire is the fuel that keeps you going, right? What is it that you're achieving for? And again, this is just my opinion, right? The DBAs and the JKG enterprises and like our raise your bars and everything is a vehicle for achieving our desire. Mm-hmm. So when you look at that, and again, we're probably going to pause in a moment, right? And we'll follow this up in part two.
Right.
But that's what I would encourage us to look at and think about is, what does that desire mean? What is it, right? What is that fuel that is keeping us going? What is that grand vision that we want to achieve? And why is that important to us? Right? And then we drill it back to say, okay, how are we going to get there, right?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify something real quick. It's Goff Enterprises as the business. Okay. And so the DBAs is JKG Consultants. So that's a different. And then the other business is the entertainment, the Goff Entertainment, right? Yeah. Right? Two areas, two passions. What do they reach? What is the end goal, the end result for me? Would probably be for this and building both of these up is how much value can I add to the lives of other people? Not just the value can I add, but right. can I impact their lives in these two different areas that is in my wheelhouse? As an entertainer, I've seen the value and the impact of my audience members, right?
Yeah.
And then also as a consultant and coaching and workshop and training, what I have to share based upon my personal experiences, my wisdom, my teachings from just those things that I know that by being a coach, I know the questions to ask,
right.
You know,
right.
And I know, and I have all the material in the world I'll ever need. We've talked about this in the past before. Mm. You have way more than you ever need. So it's exercising that so that I can make a difference in the realm of personal and executive leadership. So those two together. So those are two DBAs. The end result is how many lives can I make a difference based upon my personal experiences and education? Right.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And that's my legacy.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to something, Chris. You know, and just to point what Chris saying that you're not picking you. Listen, you know, you probably have it more organized than most of us.
Yeah.
You know what my DBAs are is a URL, a course, this and that. You know, I my little DBAs are those. Yeah. So you know what? I got an idea. I want a course. I got an idea. I want to create this. I got this idea and I buy this URL. So it's whatever way structure you have, the only difference is you have a greater structure, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think I think you asked a really great question. I think that without clarity of
purpose,
I mean, really clear, then that goes back to bars, right?
Right.
And outcomes, right? Without that clarity, without being very clear about what it is that we want to accomplish as a whole or as in totality of what impact that we want to have. Mm-hmm. And then really asking the question is, if I'm going to achieve that, what does it look like?
Yeah.
What needs to be in place? Who do I need to know? And what do I need to become?
All
if
great.
I'm not answering all those questions, then I'll tend to dab on what really piques my interest and all that stuff. And I'll never forget something that John said that has always stuck to me. And he said something this. He said that a lot of things will catch my eye, but very few things will catch my heart. And those things that catch my heart, I stick with.
Very good.
That's so good.
Very good.
Hey, and I think that's where we want to wrap up this episode. We're going to continue this conversation, though, but for you listening and tuning in, again, thank you for listening to the Raise Your Bars podcast, but come back next week for part two, where we're going to continue this conversation on desire with Coach Jay Goff and then all of our mutual coach, Giroux, who's become a dear friend and a brother. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. So folks, tune back in for next week. If you found value in this podcast episode, please share it with your friends, family, coworkers. We would sincerely appreciate that. Take care and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for having us.